Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Dr. Catherine May's Blog Talk Radio program, Channel Panel. That's a fun song to start with, Happy. Today is Friday, August 19th, and our program tonight is entitled Sanat Kumara, Day 6, A Show of Unity. So we continue with our program every evening at 7 until further notice as a support for each other, and adding to the energies, launching the freedom programs around the world in real time as we speak. But as of yet, the 1-800 numbers haven't come, so as we continue to prepare for our big moment of redemption, we once again tackle the clean out of our inner closet, making even more room for the flow of prosperity. That sounds really interesting. And one of our favorites, Sanat Kumara, will come with his gentle expertise, assisting us all further along in making more room for the prosperity and the many blessings flowing our way. Wonderful. Well, with that, let's all come into our beautiful, sparkling pillars of light. Light up your beautiful diamonds in your pillars, in your mind, in your heart, and in your solar plexus. Feel the sparkling energy light up in a beautiful pillar spreading out through every cell and all around you. As a living, conscious part of your soul energizing all around you, reach down to connect to the crystal core of Tara. Feel her love flowing up through you. And reach up and grab hands with Mother and Father God. And we are one. Hi, everybody. Let's bring in our beautiful Christine and Catherine and begin our family gathering. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Here's Christine.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Meg. Hey, Meg. Hi, everybody.
Hey, sweetheart.
I got something to say to you, Meg. You know, you do so much. You have long days full of patience that you... It's the best name for you because you have so much patience for the one you see. And you help them all day long with so much attention and care. You get up early. You take care of all your animals. Each one has their very own special needs. Like, you cook all their food homemade so that they have the best of everything and are healthy. You take care of all of us. You get home somehow to pull off the show every night, and we all appreciate you. Thank you so much. did I shut you up there for a minute? And I also want to say tonight that I've been really feeling everybody out there. And you've maybe heard me say before, I'm on this project on both sides of the veil. My higher self works on it on that side. I'm on the councils and committees that work with Saint Germain. And on this side, of course, we all know. I just want to bring this a piece of the assurance that I have within about how real, close, and true, safe, and wonderful all of this is. The programs are real. The RV is so very real. The global currency reset, and it is truly upon us. And this is a special in-between moment we have again. You know, some of our best intel providers have come out and said there's been hundreds of legitimate windows where there was a real possibility for the global currency reset to go over the last couple years. And look at all we've accomplished. Now, it's not like that. This really is a whole new kind of window. And I want to bring that reassurance too. But I've been appreciating what our beautiful ascended family has been showing us, reminding us that as amazing as even the release of these programs, even the beginning of the RV and the GCR feel to us, they are one twinkling step on our staircase of ascension. And it's going to be like stepping on air. Once we clear this step, it's going to be like we just boing up several more. And it's all going to happen fast. And I like our topic tonight. Let's just all say goodbye to some old things we don't need anymore. Let's be gentle with ourselves and each other. Let's just take this opportunity, since we don't have those 800 numbers just yet, and let's just let some more stuff we don't need in our beautiful golden age, let's just drop it right here and keep on trucking, as my grandpa would say. Well, that's what I'm feeling tonight, feeling all of you. We're tender here, too, but we remain in easy knowing and deep excitement for the days just ahead of us. So thanks, Meg, for letting me have a word, and I'll pass on to Catherine and you to say some more hello. Here's Catherine, and it's all you too, Meg.
Hi.
Hey, Catherine.
Well, I'm going to talk to folks straight from the heart tonight. So when my turn comes, I'll wait for you to make any comments or what you would like to say right now. And then I will launch what I hope is going to be a really successful plunge into higher dimensions for myself. And I know that whatever I say is going to relate in some way or another to everyone who's listening. That's how we learn from each other. So, how are you doing, Meg, before I begin?
Well, I just want to thank you ahead of time, because when I saw this topic, I was like, God, Catherine's brave. Y'all are all brave. We're all brave. Transparency is sometimes, and I thank you ahead of time. And I just said, when I saw the topic, I said, okay, team, if Catherine's doing it, I'm doing it. And I want to have this opening be about me as well. Help me see everything that Catherine has the courage to look at, and use this as a vortex for us all to be able to look inside and let go of these things, and just let go of anything that stands in our way. And I like the idea of making more room for prosperity. So thanks ahead of time, and I'm all ears and open, and I have my team give me any download that'll help me with what resonates here. So thank you, and I say plunge ahead.
Oh, thank you, dear Meg. That is brilliant support. And look what Christine is sitting here too, cheering me on. It really is this work that I'm doing. I really owe to Christine's generosity and big heart the steps that I'm taking, because I'll admit it, left to my own devices, I probably would have swept it all under the rug. But you can't do that if you want to live with Christine. Because not only does she see everything, but she always brings joy and light to whatever the situation is. So it's really difficult, although I've tried, to not go along with her program. So I'm going to keep this as clear and straightforward and joyful as I possibly can. But of course, anytime you start seeing things about yourself, you know, the first reaction is, oh, no, I couldn't have done that. Oh, no, I would never do that. But I did. Or, oh, no, I'm really a nice person. So it's hard when you see something that you want to change, because we're trained to feel ashamed. We're trained to justify it, you know, explain a reason why you did it, all that. And my training especially was designed to help me look at all the whys and wherefores and the past history. Most people know I've been a psychologist. So, you know, you're supposed to take it apart and look at it and see where it came from and figure out who taught you this long ago and et cetera, et cetera. Well, Christine and the Company of Heaven have been very firm about the fact that I don't need to do any of that. In fact, why doesn't matter. So I have to keep stopping myself every time I go, why would I have done that? Or why did I learn that? Or where did this come from? They just say, doesn't matter. It's just now, it's just a choice. You decide to be loving and kind and happy. And then that's what happens. And other people end up joyful and happy around you. So I'm going to talk about some of the things that I was attached to and kept bringing up. So, in the face of Christine, who's very organized and competent and joyful, I was trying to prove in 1,000 different ways that life is hard. Now, that's not such a hard thing to do if you live with people who complain, or if you really want to be talking a lot about all the bad things that have happened to you. But if you live with someone who's joyful and wants to just have fun, I respect and appreciate how annoying that could be and how hurtful. So I had to start looking at that, and I got plenty of reminders from the Company of Heaven who helped me to see, yes, it's true. You are doing this, and here's when, and so on. And, of course, Christine has offered to be there to help me out of this. So I'm really grateful for that. Well, you can see, I'm deeply touched by all this. So I went about
I'll give you some examples because that makes it, will make it easy for everybody to understand. Christine is not just organized. She is really competent and careful. So, for instance, our RV records. What could be more important, right? Our RV records, all the receipts, all the gift letters, all the instructions, everything is organized and carefully indexed and put in files. Okay, I'll bring in the conference call and be right back.
It's amazing. We should set our clocks by this. 7:16. 7:17. Every night. Well, we can just laugh about this too and have it just be a bump in the road. So Catherine is bringing on our START meeting and getting us all back into a family unit. Thanks, everybody, for holding on. All of you are so devoted, hanging on with your calls. We're almost together.
So, I'd like to know what you were talking about, but here we are. Back again. Well, it looks like somebody doesn't want us to do these calls this week, but here we go. We're going to keep right on going. Okay, so thank you for filling in, Meg.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting used to this by now, I think.
We could set our clocks by it, but that's good. We're laughing. It's all good.
True. It's the same time every night.
Every night.
All righty,
mm-hmm.
Here we go. So I was saying, Christine is really organized and has everything in beautiful shape. And I... quote, lose things. So I managed to mess up the paperwork and disappear some important papers. And I would have said to myself, oh, I'm just a little disorganized or forgetful. But I'm just going to say it straight up. I did it on purpose because this is such a fabulous thing coming that it has shaken everything in every part of who I thought I was. And so I've been doing these really, well, I don't want to be dramatic, unkind, uncomfortable, unfair things, and telling myself, oh, I couldn't help it, or I didn't mean it, or it was Christine's fault. She must have put them somewhere that it couldn't have been me. So these things started coming up, and I had to really look at it and acknowledge this is not loving. This is not kind. This is not ascending. And I would get all panicky feelings and feel like, oh my God, what do I do? Or this proves I'm a terrible person, or freak out. Well, that, of course, doesn't get you anywhere. It just gets you back in it. So the company of heaven said, just drop it and walk away. Not here comes the sun. Here is the sun. So it was my first inclination to struggle with it, look at it, examine it, inspect it, try to fix it. And they had to tell me again, no, you just have to drop it and walk away. Well, I have to admit, I was not gracious about that. It is funny now. I got really stubborn and just like pretended I didn't know what they were talking about, or tried to avoid the problem, or tried to change the subject. And all it was just I was trying to stonewall so I could keep whatever these connections were to things that I thought were valuable and a part of me. So they were very kind about it. And Sananda came. And he said, okay, here's a good way to go about it. Think of all those things, those attachments, those ideas, those relationships, those beliefs, what we've really called a program. It really is a program because it's so predictable. But this may relate with others too who are listening. The closer we were getting to the RV, the more I dug in, and the harder it got for me, as well as anybody having anything to do with it. So it became this like tug of war. And I realized today, I really was trying to win a war. I was feeling like I was in a war and I had to win. So Sananda said, you don't have to get it all perfectly. You just have to drop that stuff. And if it should come up, if something should come up that is one of those attachments, you just untie the ropes and let them go. Like you're a boat or a buoy in the water. And you've got all these ropes going out there attached to things, other boats, rocks, people. You just untie it and let it go. And I had to think about that for a while because it's so simple. So I was trying to make it harder than it was. But part of the gift in that message was, don't feel ashamed. Don't beat yourself up for it. That just sends you right back into it. So just look at it and ask for help. And they sent me, of course, the most loving person there is to help me through this. And I made all these, you know, reasons. Well, like, I can't ask her. She's got all this other stuff to do, and it's not fair, and I should do this myself. And that was just building a wall so that I wouldn't really ask for help and get it and walk out. Well, in spite of all this, Christine, linked arms. Be with you in a minute.
Yeah.
Here, I'm going to let her talk for a minute.
Oh, Catherine, we love you. Such tender, tender things. I love that Catherine wanted to speak about these things tonight because we for sure know so many people are feeling raw and noticing as we get closer and closer and the light is displacing everything in us that isn't this quality of light. It just seems like it's kicked up all around us. And it's so loving and brave of you, Catherine, to talk to us from the heart like this tonight. And I was really learned a lot from the Company of Heaven today too, because they just kept saying we're in a time now where all we have to do is choose love. This thing happens, Sananda was telling us, like when we just choose love now, it's different than ever before. Yes, things will come up where we haven't been loving to ourselves, and sometimes that looks like we're not loving to others, but really it's where we're not loving to ourselves. And celebrate when that happens. Just take that rope off and throw it back in the water. That's all right. It was really sweet, and that helped me a lot too, of course. So everybody, good going, and everybody get in your boat and start casting off all those extra ropes. And here's do you want to say another word, Catherine? We're linked arms here, guys, not just with each other, but our show like this is our way of linking arms with all of you, too. And another thing I love that the Company of Heaven showed us today is just truly how much being willing to keep working on these things as we're in the pressure zone leading up to the release of the programs, that it really is what's also on a bigger scale helping to continue to clear the way as we are so close. All right. Well, I'll pass back to Catherine.
See, that's how she does it. She just grabbed my arm. So I think the most reassuring thing that they all said to me was, ask for help. If you feel yourself fading out or going unconscious, call for Christine. She'll help you. She sees it. She knows. So... and call for them, of course. And they come. And they've promised to be there. So I'm actually looking forward to this. Because I want to tell you, I was a drag this week. And it wasn't the first time. But it really felt like a pressure cooker, because this is stuff that has to be left behind and has to go. And I can add, I only gave you a couple of examples, but there were lots more of just stuff that I would do that was really hurtful and unpleasant. So I guess they call this turning over a new leaf, but...
You.
It feels good to declare it. And they encouraged me to do the show tonight. And we were cleaning out today, and there was a serious mold problem, and Christine developed a terrible headache from having the mold in her room. So we thought that Christine wasn't going to be able to do the show. So they said, nope, I should do it. So here I am. It was a challenge, and I'm glad I did it. And I wish you all a really good boat and a good companion, if you can find one. And also call on the company of heaven and your higher self and your twin flame to help you untie those ropes. Because it's been worth it. It's really been worth it. And thank you all. I just figured you'd want to listen. And I do appreciate it. So I'm going to pass it for a moment back to Meg or Christine. Okay, to Meg. And get ready, because our dear Sanat Kumar is going to come. So here you go, Meg.
Thank you, Catherine. I'm over here just nodding and nodding and nodding. I knew this was just going to be one of my favorites. And it's just so funny how when we crack something open and we feel tender to share it, it turns out to be a watershed moment. And we know when Catherine cracks something open, it is literally an earth watershed. So I
yes.
wanted to, Catherine and Christine have both helped me at with this particular point at various workshops. And we declared the last time we were all together, when something came up for me at the conference, that it was going to be a no-shame zone. And that continues to be something that I look at and unfurl and untie, and it comes up again, and I untie it and let it go. And it's okay. I can tell this is a multi-layer thing, and it can look like it attaches in different ways, and that's okay. But it's so funny that the first thing they say is call for help, and it seems to be the most tender thing to do when you feel self-conscious. Oh, this feels so yucky. Oh, this is so hard to look at. You know, the program wants just to ball up and just hide. So, Catherine, thank you, because it's the love wants the opposite of us from inside. And you give us and your work with Christine so much courage to say, and I've done this with Owen and with our family above, okay, this just feels really yucky. And I'm just going to say it out loud. And, oh, my gosh, I don't know how I'm going to get through it, but at least I'm going to talk about it. And something breaks. Some deep part of the program breaks or cracks open or lets light in, and Mother and Father's love and acceptance can come in, even if it's just a piece. So I want to really thank you, Catherine, and highlight that piece you said about it's the first thing that comes up is this part of the program that makes us feel ashamed and want to hide, and Mother and Father just want that to be the opening for their love to come in. And thank you for your work, Christine, to let us know that there's no need for that anymore and never was, and it's time to let that love shine in there, and acceptance, not just others, but our own, that feels so tender to me, that just something there. So thank you.
Yeah, no shame zone. That's really necessary. Oh, dear, have we lost you again? Are you there, Meg?
I'm here. Did I?
Oh, okay. I was hearing that telltale clicking. I was afraid we might be interfered with.
And And Christine, just example of how we can be with others when they're tender.
Mm-hmm.
So not only your courage, Catherine, but Christine's to say, we got this. Yeah, okay. Like I haven't done a thousand times.
Yes.
You know? And just the humility of God, oh my gosh, I did this yesterday and I'm going to do it tomorrow and we're good. And allowing that ease. Mm-hmm. And so we can be that for others as well as for ourselves and just let it roll and link arms and not give anybody a moment of feeling distant or separate, just right in there holding on. So thank you both. So beautiful.
Oh, Meg, thanks. Yeah, one of the ways I am in this life is I don't ever think that any of our behaviors is who we are. I always see the truth of who we are, which is loving, brilliant, beautiful beings. So it's easy on my side. But, I'm seeing Sanat is here. You can bring him in, Meg. Sanat Kumar is on deck.
Wonderful. Well, I can't think of the master that is going to be so gentle and loving and kind and help us with this piece. Sanat, thank you so much for coming. Welcome.
This is Catherine. I, too, want to say thank you to Sanat and welcome. Thank you for coming. This is very special for me. So I turn it over to Sanat. Hello, everyone. Yes, this is Sanat Kumara. We've spoken before at times, but this is a wonderful time for me to come through, especially, well, our dear Catherine did bring up some difficult things. And of course it's difficult for anyone who's lived through such a life on this planet, as you all have. There couldn't be anyone here who doesn't have some of these ropes attached to their boat, you know? You can't live a life on planet Earth without getting tangled up in things. So that's why the no shame zone is really important. Because if you get tied up in knots about feeling ashamed of what you've done, it takes away the joy in your heart. Because shame and fear are the opposite of love and joy. So I'm giving you a key there. If you start to feel shame, or what some people call beating themselves up, if you want to just say, oh, I'm hopeless or I can't do this, well, you're just tying the ropes tighter, that's all. So look inside. Not inside all the bad ideas you came up with or all the things you've done wrong in your life. Not that kind of inside. Look inside your heart for that spark that says, I want love. I want to be love. I want to be joyful. I want to ascend. And then do it. As Sananda said, do it. But do it with joy. Do it with the sense of freedom that you're now hearing in Catherine's voice. The freedom to say, I'm moving on. This is done. It's old stuff. Maybe I thought it was valuable once, but it's old stuff and I don't want it anymore. Not only don't I need it anymore, I don't want it anymore. I want love. And nothing that gets in the way of love. And so you'll find yourself noticing, oh yeah, a little fear or a little suspicion of others or a little shame. Well, what I'm telling you now see those ropes tied to your boat, untie them. You know what they are. You already know what they are from what you've heard tonight. And as you do that, you are literally preparing yourselves and the world around you for prosperity. Because what is prosperity but abundance, joy, generosity, kindness, compassion, happiness? I want to underline how Catherine described it. She said that she wanted to prove that life is hard. Well, people got gold stars for that on this planet. You get a lot of compliments for being practical when you look at all the hard things and worry about them. Well, I can tell you that is not the path to prosperity. And it's not the sparkling stairway to ascension, as Christine called it. So to be sparkling means to simply say, I can be truthful, gentle, and kind with myself and with everyone around me. Now, everyone here has had a family, came from a family, is in a family. You all have relationships. Let yourself simply look out calmly and quietly at the world and pick a place in nature that really helps you to feel calm and at ease. And then say to yourself, that tree doesn't worry about how it's going to grow. Those flowers don't fret about whether it's time for them to bloom or not, and whether they're going to be bright enough or beautiful enough. We're like that. You're like that. You're all masters. You can relax. You can relax all the big efforts, the big struggles, the hours of practice. You don't need to practice being you. You are you. And you don't need to practice love. Of course, it helps when you express it. So don't think of it as practice. Think of it as an adventure. When you express something, anything, in a loving way, it can just be hello to someone you run into in a store or on the street. When you lift yourself to that place in your heart where you know what love is, you know what kindness is, and you put those together and you look out at the world with the eyes of a master, then you see the rainbow bridge. You see the rainbow in the bridge. You see the sun and know that it really is Mother and Father's light shining down on you. You, just you. Sure, everybody else gets the light too, and that's part of the fun. Just be loving. You know what that is, don't you? Now, I know some of you are going, oh, yes, but what if something happens? Well, any sentence that starts with what if is the trip back to one of those ropes. So be aware for yourself of what your favorite ways are to avoid the highest amount of joy, the greatest pleasure, the biggest love. The biggest love begins in your own heart and making that beautiful connection, that glorious spark with Mother and Father. And don't do anything else. That's the key. Keep that spark going. So I've just told you the big fix, the miracle that you can create in yourself. Don't do anything else. Well, breathe. And when you breathe, feel it. Feel the love in your heart. That's the key. And you'll get better and better at expressing it. You'll get better and better at untying the ropes. And don't forget what Sananda said. If you get into trouble, ask for help. And I'd be happy to come and help you. And look around for others who will too. So, happy sailing, everyone. I'm your Sanat Kamara. Namaste, all.
Thank you. Sanat the sailor, I can just feel it.
I know, Sanat the sailor for sure.
I see the outfit and everything.
No. Oh. Well, yep. Yeah, I know. As he was talking, he was showing me simultaneously, it's a little trick. You can, whatever you got going, and you were kind of talking about this, Meg, if you're feeling shame, but simultaneously you can look at that as the opening to Mother and Father. So whatever you're doing, Sanat really brought across to us, we can also be loving at the same time. We kind of all, I did anyway for a long time, it seemed like we could do one or the other. We could be angry or loving. We could be scared or loving. But if we just change that to an and, then real quick that scared, that anger will shift on its own. If we also just do what he said, just be loving. Be love. Choose love. That was good, huh?
Yeah, really good.
We don't have anything else tonight, but boy, that was a lot. I join
it
in
was
you,
so
Megan.
Helpful.
Cheers to Catherine. I know everyone does. Thank you, Catherine, for your courage tonight. We love
thank
you.
Thank you so much. We love you so much. And
thank you for all your support. You made it possible.
Oh. Each one of us on the phone is already picking something. I can feel everybody going for
yep.
it. Like, okay, we're ready. And I bet you 50 calls have already gone up to Sanat the Sailor to come on the boat and help. So
yes.
they're going
and
for it. They are.
Singing in the RV
you.
For crying out loud.
That's right. More
so
room.
Here we go. We'll see you all tomorrow night.
Good night, everyone.
Love you, Meg. Love you, everybody.
We
love you.
We love you.
Bye-bye.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. Than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. Play, feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get
Goodbye.